Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor, First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. Having gone through the kingdom parables of Matthew 13, we're now going to look at all the parables recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John's gospel has none recorded. And then we're going to move on to those that are only recorded in two gospels, and finally those recorded in only one. Now, there's six parables that are recorded in all three of these gospel accounts. We looked at two of them already in Matthew 13, the sower and the mustard seed. This morning, we're going to look at a pair of parables in Mark 2, the parables of the garments and the wine. Here they are. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts the new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins. Now, these parables in Matthew, Mark, and Luke are always situated at the tail end of a discussion on fasting. Specifically, the Jews were fasting, but Jesus' disciples were not. These parables are how Jesus chooses to answer the question, why? There's often an attempt to figure out exactly which elements of these examples are the good examples and which are the bad by looking at the words new and old. The reasoning suggests that Jesus represents the new teaching and is therefore the new good elements, while the Jews represent the old bad examples. Now think about the wineskins and the wine. There's new wine and old wineskins. So does the new wine represent Jesus while the old wineskin represents the Jews? But then in Luke's account, it says that the old wine is better than the new wine. So then is Jesus the new wineskin? And if so, how does all this fit together? You can see how this can get really confusing really quickly. So what do we make of this? We must remember not to stretch each element of the parable. There's often a major point that's being made, and we just need to find that point. The commonality between these two examples is one of compatibility. New garment, old garment. New patch, old patch. The age is irrelevant. The point is that they don't mix. It's the same with the wine and the wineskins. The age is irrelevant. The point is that the new wine must go into new wineskins so as not to waste either the wine or the skin. Now sure, people want new garments and old wine, but maybe that's why Jesus chose these two examples. It isn't about the age at all. The question is one of compatibility. So if we look at fasting through this lens, the Pharisees were fasting as part of their duty to the Old Testament law. It's an act of discipline and obedience to God. However, that motivation is no longer compatible with Jesus. We don't fast just for fasting's sake. Rather, we fast out of desperation for Jesus. So with that new understanding in mind, the old reason for fasting wasn't compatible. While Jesus was present, his disciples didn't fast because it wasn't time for fasting and mourning, but celebration. They would fast after Jesus left. Now, one takeaway for us this morning is this. Why do you do the spiritual things that you do? Is it out of love for Jesus and a desire to be with him? Or is it merely a religious duty or obligation you're fulfilling in order to appease God? I'll tell you right now, if it's the latter, you have no hope. It's not compatible with a relationship with Christ. The garment will tear and you will have nothing. So cling to Jesus and live for him, not out of duty, but devotion.